Welcome to this episode of Hip Hop History. This week we are talking about Wasula Muhammad Jacko, who was born February 16th, 1982 in Chicago, Illinois. Jacko was of West African descent and one of nine children of Shirley, a chef, and Gregory, an engineer. His father, a member of the Black Panther Party, was a prolific African drummer, karate teacher, operating plant engineer, and owner of karate schools and army surplus stores. Jacko was raised Muslim on the west side of Chicago in the Madison Terrace housing project. At the age of three, Jacko began taking martial arts classes. His parents divorced when he was five, and he went on to live with his mother, but his father still remained an important part of his life. He described his father's influence over the family by saying, "After school, my father would come get us and take us into the world. One day we're listening to N.W.A., the next day we're listening to Ravi Shankar, the next day he's teaching us how to shoot an AK-47, the next day we're in karate class, the next day we're in Chinatown." In the sixth grade, he went to live with his father full-time in Harvey, Illinois. His father lived next door to a crack house and taught Jacko to use guns to defend himself from drug dealers. Despite his unstable upbringing, Jacko states that he was well educated as a child, asserting that his parents exposed him to a diverse array of subjects and that reading was highly encouraged in his household. As a teenager, Fiasco participated in academic decathlon competitions. His mother described him by saying he was a great-spirited child, smart, a bit complex. He kind of was a loner. He didn't hang out with a lot of people. He always had on glasses, always had a book bag over his shoulder, and some type of writing tablet. Fiasco initially disliked hip-hop music for its use of vulgarity and preferred to listen to jazz. He idolized clarinet player Benny Goodman. His struggle to learn to play an instrument led him to create poetry instead, which led to his interest in the lyrical aspects of music. He began rapping his poems in the 8th grade, and upon hearing Nas's 1996 album, It Was Written, began to pursue hip-hop. While attending Thornton Thompson High School, Jacko met gang member Bishop G. The two became friends due to their shared interest in music. Jacko's father allowed him and Bishop to make mixtapes in their basement, and the two gained notoriety at school for their music. However, they were kicked off stage during their first performance because their eclectic musical style was not embraced by the hip-hop community. Early in his career, he went by the stage name Little Lou and Lou the Underdog. Jacko was given the nickname Lou, the last part of his first name, by his mother. Lupe is an extension of this nickname, which he borrowed from a friend in high school. Fiasco is a reference to the Firm song Firm Fiasco. The rapper said he liked the way it looked on paper. He also said of his name, "You know how rappers always have names like MC Terrorist? They're like terrorizing other rappers. I knew Fiasco meant a great disaster or something like that, but I didn't realize that the person named Fiasco would be the disaster and that you should be calling other MCs Fiasco goes and not yourself. It kind of humbled me in a sense, and it taught me like, yo, stop rushing or you're going to have some fiascos." When Fiasco was 18, he began creating music as a solo artist in his father's basement. Even though his parents were not keen on having their son be a rapper, he scoured flea markets and secondhand stores where he was able to find an old mixing board and a record player, stacks of vinyl records, and mic stand. At age 19, Fiasco joined a group called The Pack, which was influenced by other California gangster rappers such as Spice One and Ice Cube. The Pack signed to Epic Records and released one single before splitting up. Fiasco later described the experience saying, "We had a song out about cocaine, guns, and women, and I would go to the record store and look at it and think, what are you doing? I felt like a hypocrite. I was acting like this rapper who would never be judged, and I had to destroy that guy." Because what Lupe Fiasco says on the microphone is going to come back to Wasula Jacko. When the music cuts off, you have to go home and live with what you say. After turning away from gangster rap, he developed a greater appreciation of lyricism from Jay-Z and Nas. His mother also gave him a record of influential group The Watts Prophets, one of the first bands to use spoken words with music. Although he was without a group for the first time, Fiasco continued to record music. One of these first self-recorded tracks was Could Have Been, which described the career options he could have pursued had he not begun rapping. He viewed the song as a turning point in his career that marked a drastic change in the subject matter of his music. Could Have Been was released as a demo tape and was discovered by MTV despite the fact that no video was created for the song. Fiasco later signed a solo deal with Arista Records, but was dropped when President's CEO L.A. Reid was fired. During a short tenure at Arista, he met Jay-Z, who was the president of Def Jam Recordings at the time. Jay referred to him as a breath of fresh air, saying that he reminded him of a younger version of himself. Jay later helped him get a record deal with Atlantic Records. While Fiasco was working on his debut solo album, he released a mixtape series called Fahrenheit 115 over the internet, which gained notoriety by word of mouth. He remixed Kanye West's song Diamonds from Sierra Leone, renaming the version as Conflict Diamonds. With this remix, Fiasco wished to raise awareness of the Conflict Diamond business. This caught West's attention, and he asked Fiasco to perform on the song Touch the Sky for West's album Late Registration. On God, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw, but I still feel possessed as a gun charge to come as correct as a porn star. And the fresh pair steps and my best foreign car. So I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are like, the song, which sampled Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up, became a hit in the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 42. After this success, Fiasco's first single, Kick Push, was released earlier than expected. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here, so we kick. The song was a love story about two people sharing a passion for skateboarding, a topic generally not discussed in hip-hop. Fiasco explains, skateboarding culture is just as deep as hip-hop. I'm not the greatest skateboarder, but I am a damn good rapper, so I made a damn good skateboarding rap song. The single and its accompanying music video helped Fiasco get attention in the hip-hop community, and he was later nominated for two 2007 Grammy Awards. During this time, he recorded guest performances on The Rain's Kiss Me and Didn't You Know singles, and also on Kay Fox's 2004 single, This Life. Jay-Z assisted him in the production of what would become his debut album, Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor. The title of the album is a reference to the food and liquor stores common in Chicago. He explains that the store is where everything is at. Food to me represents growth and progression. You eat food and you get strength. You need it to live. Liquor is not a necessity, it is a want. It destroys you. It breaks you down. I can see why it's prohibited in Islam. I've always felt like liquor represents the bad, the food represents the good, and everyone is made up of a little bit of both. Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor was officially released on September 19, 2006. The album featured production from Jay-Z, Kanye West, Mike Shinoda, The Neptunes, and Prolific, among others. The record spawned the singles Kick Push, I Gotcha, and Daydream featuring Jill Scott. The critically lauded album was later nominated for three Grammy Awards, including Best Rap Album. Fiasco won for Best Urban Alternative Performance for Daydream. In the same year, he was voted by GQ Magazine as the Breakout Man of the Year. He also received four BET Hip Hop Award nominations, and it made it to number 8 on the Billboard 200 and number 2 on the Billboard Top R&B and Hip Hop Albums chart. The same year, he participated in the first Cypher at the BET Hip Hop Awards. In 2007, Fiasco announced his second album, Lupe Fiasco's The Cool, a concept album that expands on the story of the track of the same name on his first album. While recording this album, Fiasco's father transitioned of type 2 diabetes, and his business partner, Charles Chili Patton, was convicted of attempting to supply heroin to a drug ring and was eventually sentenced to 44 years in a correctional facility. These events greatly affected Fiasco and the subsequent themes discussed on the record. The disc was released in December 2007 in the United States, while the first single and video from the album Superstar featuring Matthew Santos was released the first week of November 2007. Lupe Fiasco's The Cool, a concept album that expanded upon recurring themes in food and liquor, is about a hustler who dies and comes back to life, only to get robbed by two little kids with the same gun that killed him. Fiasco decided not to work with well-known producers as he considered it to be too expensive, noting that the commercial failure of his Pharrell collaboration, I Gotcha. Lupe Fiasco's The Cool was very well received by critics and was referred to as one of the year's best hip-hop albums by the New York Times. Superstar, a semi-autobiographical account of his rise to fame, was released as the first single from the album and peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Baseball's Hanley Ramirez, Troy Tulowitzki, Ryan Zimmerman, Gerald Lard, and Ryan Braun have used Superstar as their at-bat song. The album's second single was Paris, Tokyo, a song based around Fiasco's experience of touring the world between his first and second album. And here's my personal favorite, Hip Hop Save Me. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the rhyme, I feel like murder, but moreover, in 2007, it was revealed that Fiasco, Kanye West, and Pharrell Williams had formed a group called Child Rebel Soldier. CRS initially released one single entitled U.S. Placers, featuring a Thom Yorke sample. There's some colorful commissions from some high-paid painters, someone to take the rap so that I stay stainless in. A new relationship with a banker, two pinky rings for my manicure fingers, a trained German shepherd that bark when it's anger to watch my possessions and look out for strangers, and a 50-foot yacht with an anchor, a young supermodel that shall remain nameless, ups and in an interview with The Village Voice, Fiasco revealed that he was writing a novel about a window washer aptly titled Reflections of a Window Washer. In 2008, Fiasco and his brand 1500 or Nothing joined Kanye West's Glow in the Dark tour, which also featured Rihanna and NERD. In 2008, MTV named Fiasco the 7th hottest MC in the game, that he was remixing The Cool with French electro house act Justice. At a performance in New Zealand in February 2010, Fiasco performed new material from the then titled We Are Lasers for the first time. He claimed that the album was complete and waiting for a release date from his label, Atlantic Records. However, Atlantic feared that the record lacked commercial singles and presented Fiasco with songs the label wanted him to record. Fiasco declined, as he was told he would not have any ownership over the song. He explained, "I don't think the label cares about an album. People just want their number one record." For 6 months, the cause of the album's delay remained unclear to the public. In response, Fiasco's fans created an online petition demanding that Atlantic Records release Lasers. The petition garnered considerable attention on the hip-hop blog sites, as well as over 16,000 signatures. Fiasco stated that the petition condition brought him to tears, and in a response to the petition, Fiasco released a song titled BMF, Building Minds Faster, to thank his fans. While waiting for Lasers to be released, Fiasco completed another album titled Food and Liquor 2, the Great American Rap Album. He was unsure if Food and Liquor 2 would ever be released, though he released the song Go to Sleep from the record out of desperation to put out new music. He also pursued numerous side projects in the midst of the delay. In April 2010, Fiasco formed the hip-hop collective All City Chess Club along with Pharrell, Asher Roth, B.O.B., The Cool Kids, Charles Hampton, Blue, Diggy Simmons, Wale, J. Cole, and Dosage. The group has so far made one song, a remix to Fiasco's I'm Beamin'. Additionally, on July 16, 2010, Fiasco released his rock side project, Japanese Cartoon's debut EP, In the Jaws of the Lords of Death. Japanese Cartoon was influenced by a variety of musical genres, with Fiasco saying, "I've always been a fan of all music. Hip-hop is just something I've actually known how to do, but I always had aspirations to participate in other forms of music. Once I got to create some hip-hop, it was like, okay, what am I going to do now? So my artistic side was like, yo, let's do some rock music." More than 2.5 years after the album's completion, Lasers was released on March 8, 2011. The first single from the record was The Show Goes On, which samples Float On by Modest Mouse. The Show Goes On debuted at number 57 on the Billboard Hot 100. The lead single peaked at number 9 since then. The producers involved on the album include Alex the Kid, King David, The Future, and Jerry Wanda Duplessis, which featured artists including Skylar Grey, Trey Songz, and John Legend. Upon the album's release, Lasers debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 chart. With first week sales of 204,000 copies, Lasers was nominated for Best Rap Album, and The Show Goes On nominated for the Best Rap Performance and the Best Rap Song at the 2012 Grammy Awards. Lupe Fiasco later involved himself at the Occupy Wall Street movement, where he donated tents and released a poem in support of the protesters. He also released his Friends of the People I Fight Evil mixtape on Thanksgiving Day. Fiasco subsequently released Food and Liquor 2, as well as put work into a joint album with fellow Child Rebel Soldier and All City Chess Club member Pharrell. Prior to the album's release, he revealed that there would be no more mixtapes after Friend of the People I Fight Evil prior to Food and Liquor 2, the Great American Rap Album, which was planned to be a double disc with Part 1 set to release in Fall 2012. Its lead single, the Simon Says and B-side produced track Around My Way, Freedom Ain't Free, was released on May 21st, which stirred controversy from an infuriated Pete Rock for using a sample from They Reminisce Over You, or Troy. Rock said that he felt so violated by the use of the sample, although the original track itself used samples from Tom Scott and James Brown. In 2012, Fiasco collaborated with Australian singer Guy Sebastian on the lead single Battle Scars. The single is recorded in Sebastian's Sydney studio, where Fiasco was in Australia for Superfest, and is featured on Sebastian's album Armageddon. It debuted at number 1 in Australia in its first week, becoming Fiasco's first number 1 single. In August, it was announced Battle Scars would be included on Fiasco's fourth album, Food and Liquor 2, the Great American Rap Album Part 1, and was released as the fourth single in the United States on August 28, 2012. It reached number 71 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 23 on the Billboard Digital Songs chart, and number 1 on the R&B and Hip Hop Digital Songs chart. The song spent 20 consecutive weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 and reached platinum certification. Battle Scars spent 6 weeks at number 1 in Australia and has been certified 9 times platinum by the ARIA. It also reached number 2 and double platinum in New Zealand and number 2 in Norway. Food and Liquor 2, the Great American Rap Album Part 1 was released on September 25th, 2012. The songs Go to Sleep and Bitch Bad were also released as singles. First he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better. The album was nominated for Best Rap Album at the 55th Grammy Awards. Originally, the album was set to be released as a double disc album, but Atlantic did not allow this arrangement, so the album was divided in two. It was confirmed that Part 2 will be released in Spring 2013. Lupe has said the album showcases more of his dexterity and lyrical substance. S1 has confirmed to be producing on the album. On January 17, 2013, he canceled the plan for the release of the second part of the double disc. He then said that he would release another studio album in 2013. On February 10, 2013, on the red carpet Carver for the Grammy Awards, he announced his fifth studio album would be titled Tutso and Youth. On August 4th, 2013, Lupe Fiasco revealed a new song would be released on September 11th titled Piece of Paper, Cup of Jesus. On August 24th, 2013, Fiasco released the first song from Tutso and Youth, Crack, featuring Chris Brown. Then on October 3rd, 2013, Fiasco announced Tutso and Youth preview tour to take place between November 2nd and December 15th, 2013. Tour featuring label mate Stolly as a supporting act and The Boy Illinois as an opening act. He also revealed the album Tutso and Youth would be released in early 2014, but was later postponed to 2015. On October 14, 2013, Fiasco released the first supposed song from the album, Old School Love, featuring singer Ed Sheeran. Then, on October 21st, 2013, Fiasco revealed that Big Crit and Rick Ross would also be featured on the album. On May 19, 2014, Fiasco released the first promotional single from the announcement of the album's tracklist. Mission is a track to empower those facing cancer, revere cancer survivors, and remember those who have passed due to cancer-related illnesses. He has teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer as a celebrity ambassador. Together, they plan on collaborations tied to the track, which will be unveiled the same year. On June 24, 2014, Fiasco released a second promotional single titled Next to It, which features Ty Dolla $ign on the hook. Due to the Ferguson riots in 2014, Lupe Fiasco had ended up in Twitter feuds with fellow rappers Azealia Banks and Kid Cudi. The feud between Kid Cudi and Lupe Fiasco has not been resolved and has reportedly become worse, and as recently as 2021 has still expressed his disdain for Cudi. On October 29, 2015, Lupe surprised his fans with a new free mixtape titled Pharaoh Hype, which features six new tracks that carry Egyptian-themed titles with songs like Valleys, Kings, and Pyramid. In April 2016, Fiasco announced that he would release a final three albums to be titled Dragos, Skulls, and Roy, later becoming Dragos, Dragos Light, and Skulls. But in 2016, he announced he wouldn't release those albums between October and January, and past 2017 would release new music. On December 12, 2016, Lupe released his NERD freestyle, named after the funk rock duo with the same name, over the instrumental to J. Cole's Everybody Dies, which includes the line, "Artists getting robbed for their publishing by dirty Jewish execs that think his aims over the covenant." Brian DJ Z Zawowski, who is Jewish, wrote an editorial denouncing the line for its alleged anti-Semitism. After NERD was apparently removed by SoundCloud for hate speech, Lupe ultimately tweeted that he saw the situation as a sign from God to retire from music for good, announcing the cancellation of Dragos, Dragos Light, and Skulls. However, he announced Dragos Light would be released on February 10, 2017. The new album will be distributed through the record label 30 Tigers. In March 2018, Fiasco premiered a three-part television documentary called Beaten Path, where he embarked on a journey around China to follow his passion of martial arts. His documentary is a tribute to his late father, who was a grandmaster and ran a martial arts studio in Chicago. His experience helped him write his next single called Air China. The documentary aired exclusively on KIX in Southeast Asia. On September 13, 2018, Fiasco announced that Dragos Wave will be released on September 21, 2018. The album is the second part of the planned trilogy of albums, with Dragos Light as its predecessor following Skulls. Lupe's influences include Nas, Jay-Z, Common, AZ, De La Soul, NWA, Mos Def, Pharrell Williams, A Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Linkin Park, and Gangstar. Fiasco, along with rappers Common, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli, have been credited as pioneering of the conscious hip-hop movement, which focused on social issues. Subjects touched upon on Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor include absent parents, terrorism, Islam and religion, war, and prostitution. Fiasco attributes his interest in social issues to his highly cultured upbringing, as he describes his mother as very intellectual and his father as a Renaissance man. He rejects the misogyny common in hip-hop, which he discusses in the song Hurt Me Soul. Despite this, Fiasco is strongly opposed to censorship in music. If we're going to censor things that are offensive, then we are going to have to blind and deafen everyone. Come on, man. Let's focus on education and literacy and poverty. Fiasco employs various lyrical techniques in his songwriting. The rapper views hip-hop as a medium conducive to storytelling and a primary element of his lyrics due to his background in theater. He wrote plays as a child, which had a strong effect on his songwriting approaches. Fiasco utilizes both metaphors and literal statements in his work, which he describes as getting from point A to point B in as few words as possible. His use of metaphors is exemplified by the song Gotta Eat from Lupe Fiasco's The Cool, which is told by the perspective of a cheeseburger and addresses the poor nutrition in black communities in the United States while using a continuous metaphor of drug dealing and hustling. In 2001, Fiasco co-founded First and 15th Entertainment with Charles Chili Patton. First and 15th is an independent record label separate from Atlantic Records, named after the traditional twice-a-month paycheck date. Although his albums are released by Atlantic, since he is under contract with them, most of his works are usually produced by First and 15th and and its in-house producers. Although Fiasco was initially to serve as vice president, he became CEO after Patton was convicted of drug charges. Fiasco and singer Matthew Santos were two of the most recognizable artists signed. In November 2009, Fiasco announced he would discontinue the First and 15th label. It was just such a, this isn't right for you right now. This isn't going to work for you right now. You need to be focused on you. Do you really want that? Do you really have the capacity to do that? In March 2013, Fiasco took to Twitter to announce that he had become the creative director at Hiji, a scoring system based in the Chicago area that helps you discover more about yourself so you can look, live, and feel better. In 2005, he founded Righteous Kung Fu, a company that designs fashion, sneakers, toys, video games, comic books, graphics for album covers, and skateboard decks. Fiasco also runs a fashion line out of Righteous Kung Fu called Trilly and Truly. He has sponsored a skateboard team and has endorsements from DGK Skateboard. In January 2006, Fiasco signed with major footwear and apparel corporation Reebok, becoming part of the OG marketing campaign where rap artists such as Lil Wayne and Mike Jones designed their own personal colorway of Reebok OG model. In 2009, Fiasco performed at The People Speak, a documentary feature film that employs musical performances of the letters, diaries, and speeches of everyday Americans based on historian Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. On January 7, 2010, Fiasco joined musician Kenna, actress Jessica Biel, and other celebrities and activists for an expedition to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro called Summit on the Summit to raise awareness of the billions of people worldwide who lack access to sanitary drinking water. On January 20, 2010, Fiasco released a track called Resurrection with Kenna in response to the 2010 Haitian earthquake. The song, part of a compilation released through the charity Music for Relief, aimed to encourage donations for immediate relief and long-term recovery following the disaster. Between 2020 and 2023, Fiasco has been a visiting scholar and artist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, often in collaboration with the professor of digital media, Nick Monfort. It was recently announced that Lupe will be teaching a course at MIT this year. Lupe Fiasco is an avid gamer and likes to play the Street Fighter series of fighting games. He surprisingly won an exhibition match in Street Fighter V against professional player Diago Umahara in 2016, defeating him 3-2 using Ken. In an interview with Stephen Colbert on the satirical news show The Colbert Report, Fiasco stated his credo on political philosophy: you should criticize power even if you agree with it. On January 20, 2013, he was removed from the stage by security for refusing to move on to the next song after performing a 30-minute version of Words I Never Said, which contained anti-Obama lyrics, in Washington, D.C. during Obama's second presidential inauguration. Now let's go for the discography, which includes... I'm not going to drop my name. Sneak that message to the masses. You can call me Chocolate Rain. You might think my wallet drained. Look out for my pocket saying. That's cause I got pocket change. My net worth is basketball. They net worth is soccer games. Tell them niggas stop the main. Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor in 2006. Lupe Fiasco's The Cool in 2007. Lasers in 2011. Food and Liquor 2, The Great American Rap Album Part 1 in 2012. Tetsuo and Youth in 2015. Dragos Light in 2017. Dragos Wave in 2018. And Drill Music and Zion set to be released in 2020. In 2018, Lupe was on Beaten Path and was the executive producer, and he was on Empire in one episode as himself. Lupe Fiasco is one of my favorite MCs of all time. The Cool is one of the best albums of all time. Lupe is a once-in-a-lifetime artist who actually makes albums still. This man has made concept albums. He actually puts thought and motion behind everything he does. Lupe is probably your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Lupe belongs on a list that you do not want to fuck with. Like, don't even attempt to come at Lupe. Lupe, Royce, Eminem, Hove, or just a few artists that are on that list that you don't want to fuck with. Lupe's music will last several generations. Do yourself the utmost favor and dive into Lupe's work. You will not regret it. Thank you, Lupe, for everything you have given to hip-hop. And thank you for listening to this episode of Hip-Hop History. Please like, subscribe, and leave a review where possible. Thank you, and have a great day.